And now Gore expects to just ride in on his coattails, Mrs. Tassenbaum said, digging for her checkbook. The turkey on the scale magically gained another 2 ounces, and there Chip felt it prudent to lock it in. Claims he invented the Internet. Huh, I know better. In fact, I know the man who really did invent the Internet. She looked up, Chip's thumb now nowhere near the scales. He had an instinct about such things, damned if he didn't, and gave Chip a roguish little smile. She lowered her voice into its confidential, just we two register. I ought to. I've been sleeping in the same bed with him for almost 20 years. Chip gave a hearty laugh, took the sliced turkey off the scale, and put it on a piece of white paper. He was glad to leave the subject of jet skis behind, as he had one on order from Viking Motors, the boys with the toys, in Oxford himself. I know what you mean. That fella Gore, too slick. Mrs. Tassenbaum was nodding enthusiastically, and so Chip decided to lay on a little more. Never hurt, by Christ. His hair, for instance. How can you trust a man who puts that much goo in his... That was when the bell over the door jingled. Chip looked up, saw, and froze. A goddamned lot of water had gone under the bridge since that day, but Wendell Chip McAvoy knew the man who'd caused all the trouble the moment he stepped through the door. Some faces you simply never forgot. And hadn't he always known, deep in his heart's most secret place, that the man with the terrible blue eyes hadn't finished his business and would be back? Back for him? That idea broke his paralysis. Chip turned and ran. He got no more than 3 steps along the inside of the counter before a shot rang out, loud as thunder, in the store. The place was bigger and fancier than it had been in 77, thank God for his father's insistence on extravagant insurance coverage, and Mrs. Tassenbaum uttered a piercing scream. 3 or 4 people who had been browsing the aisles turned with expressions of astonishment, and one of them hit the floor in a dead faint. Chip had time to register that it was Rhoda Beamer, eldest daughter of one of the 2 women who'd been killed in Huron that day. Then it seemed to him that time had folded back on itself, and it was Ruth herself lying there with a can of creamed corn rolling free of one relaxing hand. He heard a bullet buzz over his head like an angry bee and skidded to a stop, hands raised.